From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The New York State Attorney General has filed a lawsuit asking a judge to dissolve President Trump's Family Charitable Foundation. The suit claimed Trump used the foundation's charity funds to pay his legal bills, promote his Trump-branded hotels, and for personal spending. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The lawsuit charges Trump used the money contributed to his charitable foundation to pay his legal bills, promote his properties, and make personal purchases. Acting Attorney General Barbara Underwood says the Trump Foundation was little more than a checkbook for payments from Trump or his businesses to nonprofits, regardless of their purpose or legality. This is not how private foundations should function, she says. Underwood also charged the foundation illegally spent millions on Trump's presidential campaign. The president tweeted that it's a ridiculous case. Warren Levinson, New York.
North Korean state television on Thursday showed video of President Trump saluting a North Korean general at Tuesday's summit in Singapore. American military officers commonly return salutes from officers of friendly foreign nations, but there is no obligation for American leaders to return salutes, particularly from officers of foreign countries with which the U.S. has no diplomatic relations. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Trump's salute was a common courtesy. North and South Korea held high-level military talks to ease cross-border tensions for the first time in more than a decade on Thursday. The meeting took place just 2 days after President Trump floated his plan to end joint military exercises with South Korea while talks with North Korea are underway. Thursday's talks were held in the border village of Panmunjom in the demilitarized zone. This is VOA News. An American drone strike Wednesday targeted the leader of the Pakistani Taliban in Kunar province in Afghanistan near the border with Pakistan. That confirmation for to VOA from a U.S. military official. Unconfirmed reports from locals on Thursday said Mullah Fazlullah has been killed. The U.N. Security Council met Thursday to discuss coalition airstrikes in Hodeidah, Yemen. Airstrikes began early Wednesday. Lise Grand is the U.N. Humanitarian Coordinator for Yemen.
Despite heavy naval shelling and aerial bombardment in Hodeidah, the port of Hodeidah remains open. Yesterday, on the first day of fighting, a vessel chartered by the U.N. World Food Program was able to dock at the port and to offload 5,000 metric tons of food.
About 70% of humanitarian aid for the 22 million people in need in Yemen arrives through the port. The U.S. Justice Department's internal investigator on Thursday criticized former FBI Director James Comey for bypassing the longstanding protocols in his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation during the U.S. presidential election. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The watchdog faults former FBI Chief Jim Comey for breaking protocol in how he handled the Clinton investigation, criticizing him for, among other things, not properly informing Justice Department superiors about what he was doing. But the report finds Comey's decisions were not driven by political bias. President Trump's been eagerly waiting for the report, looking to use it to validate Comey's firing last year. He's been trying to discredit the special counsel's Russia probe into whether he tried to obstruct justice by dismissing the FBI director. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The World Cup began Thursday with host Russia defeating Saudi Arabia 5-0 in the opening match. Russian President Vladimir Putin attended the opening ceremony at the event at the 80,000-seat Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow. Russia is spending $13 billion to put on the event, matches taking place in 11 cities. Group play runs through June 28th. The knockout phase begins June 30th. The World Cup champion is to be crowned July 15th. Brazil, France, Spain, Argentina, and defending champion Germany are among the favorites to win the 32-team tournament. In addition to fans watching the games in Russia, of course, television broadcasts will reach massive audiences around the world. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.